Welcome to The Lowdown, where we journey into the shadows of history and the depths of the arcane. Each week, we unravel the ancient mysteries that have captivated minds for centuries and delve into the fascinating world of the occult. From hidden relics and lost civilizations to esoteric traditions and secret societies, we explore the untold stories and explore the timeless questions that still haunt us today. Join us as we bring the past to life, challenge conventional wisdom, and reveal the secrets that lie beneath the surface. So, grab your lantern and prepare for a captivating adventure into the unknown with your hosts.
Unlock the secrets of the past with The Lowdown. Dive deep into ancient mysteries and occult knowledge. Explore the hidden truths of human nature. Join us for a journey like no other. Tune into The Lowdown and awaken your curiosity today.
The year is 2050. Los Angeles thrives, a neon-drenched metropolis pulsating with life. Sleek skyscrapers pierce the clouds, monuments to human ambition. But down below at street level, a different kind of revolution is underway. Autonomous vehicles, sleek and silent, glide through the urban canyons. They weave through traffic with effortless precision. Gone are the days of gridlock and frustration. The daily commute has transformed into a symphony of efficiency. Los Angeles, once notorious for its car culture, has embraced this autonomous future. The transition wasn't always smooth. Skeptics initially balked, clinging to the romance of the open road and the control of the steering wheel. But the allure of increased safety, reduced congestion, and reclaimed free time proved too strong to resist. Now, the city has wholeheartedly embraced the driverless revolution. At the helm of this urban transformation stands Mayor Lila Monroe. A woman of sharp intellect and unwavering resolve, Mayor Monroe has been a staunch advocate for technological advancement. Her vision for Los Angeles has always been one where innovation and progress go hand in hand. She sees autonomous technology not just as a convenience, but as a solution. It's a way to combat climate change, reduce accidents, and improve the quality of life for all Angelenos. Her commitment to this vision has made her a popular figure, a beacon of progress in a rapidly changing world. But beneath her composed exterior, Mayor Monroe carries the weight of responsibility. She knows that with great technological power comes great responsibility. The safety and well-being of her constituents rest on her decisions. Little does she know, fate has a cruel twist in store, one that will test her resolve and challenge her beliefs in ways she could never have imagined. The sun dips below the horizon, casting long shadows over the city. It's a Friday evening, and the streets are alive with the anticipation of the weekend. Among the countless vehicles navigating the urban labyrinth is a sleek, self-driving car carrying a precious passenger, Alex Garcia, a young, aspiring artist with a heart full of dreams and a life brimming with potential. He's on his way home from a gallery opening, excited about the future that awaits him. At the same time, blocks away, Mayor Monroe is wrapping up a late meeting at City Hall. She's tired but exhilarated, her mind abuzz with ideas for the city's future. She steps into her own autonomous vehicle, the weight of the day settling on her shoulders. She closes her eyes for a moment, trusting in the technology that has become synonymous with progress. But fate, as it so often does, has other plans. A series of unforeseen events unfolds with terrifying speed. A momentary sensor malfunction, a miscalculation by the AI, and two lives intersect in a tragedy that will forever alter the course of Los Angeles. The mayor's vehicle, once a symbol of progress, is now the centerpiece of a horrific accident. Alex Garcia, his dreams cut short, lies critically injured, his life hanging in the balance. Section 4, Justice for Alex, a city divided. News of the accident spreads like wildfire through the city. The initial shock gives way to a maelstrom of grief, anger, and disbelief. How could this happen? How could the technology that promised so much fail so catastrophically? The streets of Los Angeles, once humming with the quiet efficiency of autonomous vehicles, are now filled with the roar of protest. Thousands gather, demanding answers, justice for Alex, and accountability for those responsible. The city finds itself at a crossroads. The very technology that was supposed to usher in a new era of safety and progress has instead brought about unimaginable tragedy. The public's trust in autonomous vehicles has been shattered, replaced by fear and uncertainty. The debate rages on: was this a tragic accident and unavoidable consequence of technological advancement, or was it a preventable tragedy, a sign that we have put too much faith in machines? Amidst the chaos, Mayor Monroe finds herself at the eye of the storm. Her city, her people are hurting, and the weight of their pain weighs heavily on her shoulders. The technology she championed, the technology she believed in, has taken a life, and there's no escaping the responsibility. Section 5. In the Court of Public Opinion, AI on Trial. The courtroom becomes a battleground of ideas, a microcosm of a city grappling with its technological soul. On one side stands the prosecution, their case fueled by the raw emotion of a grieving family and the fear that has gripped the city. They argue that the accident was not a random act of fate, but a predictable outcome of corporate greed and technological hubris. They point to potential flaws in the AI system, questioning the safety protocols and the rush to deploy autonomous vehicles on a mass scale. On the other side, the defense mounts a vigorous counter-argument. They showcase the countless hours of testing, the rigorous safety measures, and the undeniable benefits autonomous vehicles have brought to the city. They argue that no technology is perfect, that accidents happen, and that blaming AI sets a dangerous precedent, stifling innovation and progress. The courtroom becomes a stage for a larger debate, a debate about the very nature of progress and the price we are willing to pay for it. Section 6. A Mayor's Reckoning: The Human Cost of Progress. As the trial unfolds, the world watches, captivated by the human drama playing out against the backdrop of technological innovation. Mayor Monroe, once a symbol of progress, now finds herself wrestling with the unintended consequences of her vision. The accident has shaken her to her core, forcing her to confront the human cost of progress. She sees the pain in the eyes of Alex Garcia's family, hears the anger in the voices of the protesters, and feels the weight of responsibility for the tragedy that has befallen her city. In a moment of raw honesty, Mayor Monroe takes the stand. Her voice, usually firm and unwavering, trembles with emotion as she addresses the court and the city she loves. She speaks of her dreams for a better future, a future where technology could solve some of humanity's most pressing problems. But she also acknowledges the risks, the potential for unforeseen consequences, and the need for constant vigilance. She speaks of Alex Garcia not as a statistic, but as a young man full of life and promise, whose life was tragically cut short. She ends her testimony with a promise to honor Alex's memory by ensuring that such a tragedy never happens again. She vows to lead the charge for stricter regulations, for greater transparency, and for a more cautious approach to technological advancement. She speaks not just as the mayor, but as a human being grappling with the weight of her decisions.
In a not-so-distant future, cities have transformed into bustling hubs of innovation, where autonomous vehicles dominate the streets. These self-driving cars, equipped with advanced AI and state-of-the-art navigation systems, promise to eliminate human error, reduce traffic congestion, and enhance safety. With their ability to communicate with each other and respond to real-time data, they seem to create a utopian vision of transportation. However, beneath this veneer of technological perfection lies a growing concern. As reliance on autonomous vehicles increases, the risk of malfunctions and unforeseen circumstances grows. The inevitable happens when a software glitch or a rare combination of events leads to a catastrophic collision, resulting in tragic loss of life. This incident sparks a fierce debate about the ethics of autonomy, accountability, and the value of human judgment in critical situations. As society grapples with the implications of this deadly accident, questions arise. Can technology be trusted completely? Should there be regulations governing autonomous vehicles? And what happens to the families affected by such tragedies? In a world where technology has revolutionized transportation, the fragility of that progress is starkly revealed, forcing humanity to confront the limitations of their creations.
And that wraps up today's episode of The Lowdown. We hope you enjoyed this journey into the intriguing mysteries of our past and gained some new insights along the way. Remember, there's so much more to uncover, and we'll be back next week with even more captivating stories and thought-provoking discussions. So, don't forget to subscribe and tune in. After all, the adventure doesn't end here. If you enjoyed what you heard, please leave us a review and share your thoughts on social media. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, keep those lanterns lit and your minds open. You never know what secrets lie just beneath the surface.